Triple J. That is Julia Stone from her Memory Machine album and Catastrophe. Hilltop Hoods before that with Recapturing the Vibe, one of the bands that made it onto Barack Obama's iPod when Julia Gillard just gave him one before. Sorry, I'm laughing because Nathan from the Waves is simulating something a little bit dirty. On the Statue of David, was that what you were suggesting?
I was insinuating.
You were insinuating.
Penile sucking on the Statue of David. Yes, I'm sorry.
Well, we'll get a photo of that later on to make it all happen for you.
I just insinuated an erection.
Oh, you insinuated one?
It's better than insinuating. It is just insinuating. Yes. Can I welcome to the studio Nathan and Stephen from Waves. I'm playing a bit of this tune because I just saw the video clip for it the other day. It's a very nice video clip, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Did you guys make the jewel encrusted bong yourselves, or is that actually available?
That was some girl.
it was Erin from Focus Creep's girlfriend. I can't remember her name.
Right.
But she made it.
She's also featured as the legs.
Yeah, she's the hot legs.
Because there was like that opens the door or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Because up to that point, the only girls that featured were like in the middle distance. So it looked like
the girls won't talk to us for some reason.
We got plenty of guys.
Yeah. Erin is the guy that directed our video where we pushed the guy down. That's Erin, the guy who directed it. And mm-hmm. Steven decided to take it upon himself to kick sand in his face.
Why not?
I was frustrated.
I understand that. All right.
No girls.
Because there was no girls.
Yeah.
Didn't you have a budget for hoochies?
Well, see, they promised
there was no
us
bitches
girls,
in the budget.
And then they said we can't smoke weed in the video. So we just slowed it down, made it look more artistic, and now it's not really smoking weed, it's making art.
I
love to make art every day.
Oh dear! It's been a good day. This is my birthday. I had Henry Rollins on before 4 o'clock, and now I've got Stephen and Nathan from Waves. And you guys got to meet Henry Rollins on the way.
We did. Yeah, we quickly got to meet him and take a picture with him, and you know,
it's cool.
Fondle.
And you guys have met Glenn Danzig as well, though, at some stage.
I met Danzig a couple years ago with my friend Matt at Comic Con in San Diego. I asked him to drink with us, and he laughed and said, maybe if it's champagne, which is not at all what I thought. I handed him a beer, and so that was interesting.
And he wasn't into drinking with
you
guys.
I thought Rollins was a lot cooler.
Yeah.
Sorry, Danzig.
There you go. Oh, dear. Yeah. The war's been ignited. Now, how have you guys enjoyed Australia in your time here so far?
So awesome.
I love Australia. My favorite place.
What have you guys done so far to make it awesome, besides the playing, of course?
Yeah, the playing's been fun. All the shows have been sold out so far. That's been cool. The kids have been pretty wild.
Within the first hour of landing here, we got really high and swim in a glass-bottom pool.
Yeah.
Where was the glass-bottom pool?
At some hotel.
In Adelaide.
In Adelaide.
It was, like, on the sixth floor, and then it came out, like, protruding from the rest of the building, and
Big
you could
word.
Just look down. What's that?
Big word, protruding. Good job.
Yeah, because I didn't smoke today, so I can use some of those words.
Your vocabulary.
My vocabulary is great today.
So what was underneath the glass of the ground below, many floors below?
Razor-sharp penises. So we made sure not to...
To crack the glass.
We didn't crack the glass.
That's how they stop you, because otherwise kids are always swimming down the bottom and cracking the glass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Once again, razor-sharp penises to the rescue. On Triple J from King of the Beach, that is Post Acid by Waves, and Nathan and Stephen from the band are in the studio. Now, Nathan, I was watching some sort of behind-the-scenes making of videos of the album, which...
VH1 Behind the Music?
Yeah, it was, yeah, you guys, yeah. You know, your steady decline and whatever it is that most of those VH1s are about.
Me and John Stamos should not have done all that coke.
But at least he put some damn good percussion on the album.
He did, yeah.
I think he's all of the surf-based bands, like as in bands that talk about surfing or have surfing, like the Beach Boys and you guys, John Stamos has always been involved. That's
Full House. He played, well, he played later with the Beach Boys.
Yeah, but that was the best bit. Kokomo, I mean, come on.
Yeah, Kokomo.
Yeah.
The good era.
Yeah,
the good
era. That's exactly right. That's which is like, yes, because being that you were talking about listening to Pet Sounds and Smile and stuff for the album just recorded.
Garbage.
Next album is going to be...
What are those? Kokomo.
Kokomo.
Give me Kokomo.
You've done too much Kokomo. John Stamos did too much Kokomo. let's change subjects. But I was really interested in all of the sounds that you were getting and that you were recording with all these crazy little pedals and stuff. Did you know what you were doing, or was it just a, let's just put all these pedals in a row and try and make guitar sound awesome?
For King of the Beach, it was more of just a trial and error kind of thing. There was so much stuff in the studio that we did the record.
This was the first time you'd recorded in a proper studio as well.
Yeah, and none of them were mine. I mean, two of the pedals that I had brought in, that's all I had brought. And then the rest, you know, we were there for so long that, you know, we'd have to just sit around and wait for people to do tracking. Like, if the bass was going, it would take 2 hours sometimes to just do a verse or something. So you just sit there and kind of like fiddle with what's around. And so I got to know some of the pedals.
Why would it take so long for the bass to do one verse?
No, I mean, like, he would make us because Steven sucks. Because Dennis was more of a perfectionist than anybody. He would just, you know, he'd make you play the same part 69 times in a row and then be like, no, it's not right yet.
Take off your shirt and try it again. It was weird.
You won't hear this. This is Australia, right?
That's good. Oh, well, it worked in the end.
It worked, yeah. He invited me to New Orleans to... No, I'm not going to go into this.
Dear, I'm talking to Nathan and Stephen from Waves, who are in the country. Are you planning to crowd surf while you're here? Is that something that happens a bit? Because I know you lost your wallet crowd surfing.
Yeah, I lost my wallet. I, you know, if it strikes me, I guess. But people, everybody's been doing it for me. Steven, are you going to
crowd surf? There's like 15-year-old kids at our shows now. Mm-hmm. I think last time I weighed myself, I was like 330 pounds. And I think that's 420 kilograms.
In the old money.
I just kill a kid.
Your money, the Australian money looks really cool.
Thank you very
much. I'm proud of your money.
Good.
Is it UK that has the different size bills?
We have that's slightly different size.
The euro. Yeah, I don't like the euro.
All right,
fuck
you don't
the
like,
euro.
Yeah, that's a good political statement to make.
You.
I was going to say, Stephen, that Henry Rollins, who's doing these spoken words at the moment, he told a great story last night about a Black Flag show where this massive guy, I mean, U times 800, jumped off the stage and landed on this tiny girl. This is a serious story. And the next time he saw this girl, she came up and she looked okay. But then she popped one of her eyes out of her head, and he actually had given her, like, this massive guy popped an eye out, and she had to have a glass eye from then on.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh,
lucky
that's
her. That's cool. I'd love
that
glass eye.
So, that was the most grim story.
Yeah.
The sun just went out.
Right. Nathan and Stephen from Waves are in the studio and playing a show tonight in Sydney at the Manning Bar at Sydney University, and then the Bakery Artridge Complex in Northbridge, Western Australia on Friday night. Your Thursday off, gentlemen.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
What are your plans?
Mushrooms in Perth.
We're going to take mushrooms and see koalas.
And by that, you mean you're going to buy some mushrooms from the supermarket and fry up and have a lovely stir fry.
No, I mean we're going to take mushrooms and trip the fuck out and see koalas.
Stop swearing. Stop talking about illicit activities. This is my birthday, goddammit.
Oh, and I meant to say, since it's your birthday, mm-hmm. you can have half-price tickets to our show tonight.
I know why you were saying that.
Because that would be $25, though, wouldn't it?
Are they expensive? No, let's not talk about that. And then you're playing the Golden Plains Festival this Saturday in Victoria, in Meredith, beautiful Meredith site. And then the Corner Hotel on Monday, the 14th of March. Best Coaster in town as well, which is a bit of a coincidence because you guys tour together and you... Yes.
What
you,
is this? What
you,
are you
Nathan
doing?
And Bethany, you do a bit of that together, which is nice.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Yes, she is my girlfriend.
And do you get to see each other very much? Is it weird that you guys are touring at the same time in a completely different country?
We'll see each other in a couple of hours. Their show ends kind of early. They're playing with Os Mutantes tonight. And then her and Bob and Allie are going to come and see our show and hang out.
Right.
But we're just on a 6-week tour with them, so we've seen a lot.
Yeah. Okay. Is there a chance, because don't you guys do a song together? Is it a Best Coast song that you guest on, or is it the other way around? I'm trying to remember.
No.
Really? Nothing?
No, we did a song together.
Oh, Got Something for You.
Yeah, that's for Target. Right. Yeah.
Oh, right.
I wouldn't say that's a Waves or Best Coast song, though. The names are on there, but that's more of a
just something in the middle just to pay the bills.
Yes, that's exactly what
I understand it is. All right.
I mean, I love Christmas and Target's super cool, but
let's not. This has been the best mic break ever. Yeah, in fact, apparently Beth just tweeted she is running to your show tonight. So there you go. That's pretty cool.
You're looking right there.
I am.
You're following her tweets.
I have been following her tweets.
I saw those weird costumes that you wore when you interviewed her.
That wasn't me. That was the breakfast show. It was Tom and Alex wearing Zentai suits.
Tom and Alex, you kooky guys.
It was because Bethany had talked about
disgusting kooky guys.
Is this going to develop into fisticuffs? They're probably around here somewhere.
Where are they? Just kidding.
But speaking of music, you have been, King of the Beach came out last year. You have already been writing and recording some and releasing some new music.
Yes.
So tell us about the...
That's a true fact.
The songs that... we're about to play Mutant. Tell us about these songs and where they came from.
Mutant, that's actually... We recorded that like 6 months ago.
Yeah, 6 months ago. Right. It takes so long for all these things to come out. So that's still new. New-ish.
So, I don't even know.
So you recorded these. So these songs were just were these recorded before King of the Beach?
They were originally supposed to be B-sides for King of the Beach. Mutant was for the Japanese release, and there was another one, Stained Glass, I think, that was supposed to be for the Japanese release because we ran into some problems with a sample that we had on Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. So we were forced to take that off the record. So we added these two songs.
All right. So there you go. And if people want to get them...
then too bad.
You can listen to it right now on Triple J. All right. Waves are playing tonight with Magic Kids, also from the US, and Bleeding Knees Club, great band from Australia, at the Manning Bar tonight. And then moving on, as I said, to Western Australia, Golden Plains, and to Richmond, Victoria at the Corner on Monday. Thank you, gentlemen, for coming in.
Oh, thank
no
you.
Problem. And I love you, Mom.
How did you know she listens to my show?
She lives in Australia.
Does your mum live? No,
she lives in San Diego.
Well, hello, Mom.
But I still love her. It's the Doctor, Triple J.